Welcome to Phil Hendry Show here on this Friday, baby. The world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Dean Wheeler is at the Northern California Holistic Center. Now, we had, as you guys know, down through the recent past, we had Bill Witherby on here.
Well, Bill Witherby is a man. He's a very strange man. People are not, a lot of people don't like this guy.
First of all, the guy's got the B.O.
What is it with this B.O.? Because I've never been in the studio with him.
He's a guy that was brought in, I think, by the Nuxley twins.
Yes, the Nuxley twins and Adam, their father, brought this guy in at relatively little expense to be an announcer. But it turned out he had this, as he said, an extreme B.O. problem. Yeah, the guys, you could smell this guy coming through the door about a block off.
Yeah, if you were standing a block away, though.
What? Never mind. So, what happened?
Whatever happened. I mean, we got this call from Dean.
So Dean Wheeler is on the line here from the Northern California Holistic Center. I don't know either what's going on. Hey, Dean, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Phil.
And do you have Mr. Witherby there?
Bill Witherby is here. And yes, sir. Hold on. Bill Witherby is here, and he did want to talk with you. Now, he wanted to check in and use what he called some of the spa facilities, which is fine. That's what we call them. But when I say that to you in a qualified way because he came in. What is it, sir?
B.O.
He does. He has an extreme body odor, but he says, I have the B.O. problem. And he was holding his fingers together as if he was trying to say, Pister's.
Okay, hold on for just a minute. I tell you what, Dean, I want to talk to you about this. Let me talk to Bill.
Hi, it's Mr. Henry.
Hi, Phil. Bill Witherby.
Bill, Dean Wheeler is a friend of ours. We know him up there at the Holistic Center.
No, I know all about that. I've heard about Mr. Wheeler, and I've heard about his spa. Now, I came up here with extreme B.O. I told my wife I'd be taking myself up to the Wheeler Resort for a vacation and to get into the love spa.
Same thing, I can't
get it. I'll get into the love spa, and not that I don't want to be with any. I just want to be in the love spa and soak. That's all I want is a good soak in the love spa. If I can
get into the love spa. What I'm worried about, Phil, is, man, could you back up, sir? What I'm worried about is
the B.O.
Yes, you do have B.O. I grant you that. What I'm worried about, Phil, is he's going to get into the love spa. Somehow the oils or whatever it is that's causing this body odor of his will seep into not just the waters, but will likely get into the filter, and we could have some kind of a stink problem.
Okay, then don't let him check in. I don't know. Why are you calling me?
He said to call you.
Phil, it's Bill Witherby. The B.O. that I suffer from, can I think we...
I have people to check in, Phil. I don't know.
It's up to you. You know, check him in, throw him out.
All right. Is he a friend of yours?
He's a guy that's worked for us.
Mr. Witherby, I got Phil Henry on the line here.
Tell Mr. Henry that because of the B.O.
Mr. Henry's up where... What I'll do is I'll give you one of our corner suites over here, okay? I can't let you use the love tub, but I'll let you use what we call the four corners. It's a tub, there's scrub, there's a soap, but no one else is allowed in. It's just for one person.
Why do you have that?
For the B.O.?
What'd you say, Phil?
Why do you have that?
We've had cases, odd cases like this guy, where people come here and they say, hi, I'd love to enjoy your spa, and the stink coming off of them.
Okay, I don't know. You know, I'm used to a world where people take showers.
I am too, Phil, okay? Don't get all huffy with me.
I'm not getting huffy with you. I'm just saying, I don't know, you've got a spa there that specializes in people that have a smell coming off of them.
That's right, because over the years, when you operate a spa, sometimes you get a lot of different kinds of people. They come in here thinking that they're one with God, that they're one with nature, that they're going to put on their yoga togs, that they're going to do some yoga, that they're going to make love in the love tub, and they stink like something that came out of a farm animal's ass! And all of the...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Get him back on the phone.
Ms. Gray.
Margaret, we don't have time.
Get him back on that phone right now.
Yeah, Dean. Margaret wants to talk. Yeah, she's pissed off. She's pissed off because of what you said and the things that you do. Kitty litter, give her the phone, will you?
Give me the phone. Dean.
Yes?
It's Margaret Gray. What was that about?
I'm sorry. I got a big weekend coming up. There's a lot of people checking in, okay? And now I have a man coming here who says he's recommended by the Phil Henry Show, and he stinks like something, as I told you, right out of the grave.
All right, but to scream like that and to lose your temper is unprofessional, and I would recommend to Phil that we not have you back on the show unless you get some sort of help.
Oh, sure. What do you think? I've got a B.O. problem. You got a B.O. problem. I can smell it from over here. What are you talking about?
Let me have it.
Here's Phil.
Dean, we just don't have an explosion like that. We have too many people lately that are flipping their lids here.
All right, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I apologize, but I got a guy. I told you, you know, he smells like... Would you please just stand at the door? What are you doing for my B.O.? I told you, sir, you could have the four-corner suite and the tub there. It's for one person only.
What, is he insisting on being with someone?
He wanted to call his wife and have her come up. I will not allow it. I can't, even if it's his wife, I can't be responsible for what's going to happen to her when she gets...
Well, as his wife, I guess she's been used to it.
Is your wife used to the way you smell? Is your wife used to the way you smell? Mr. Whitaby, is your wife used to the way you smell? Are you not hearing me? Is your wife...
Well...
Henry's laughing. Yeah, Phil's laughing, and this is the problem that I have.
What problem have you got, Margaret?
When we have these situations, and you sit in the background going, and people think that I'm the bad guy, or the general, or Bud, or whoever, because we're breaking someone's castanets while you sit there in the corner.
Yeah, you sit in the corner just guffawing away. I'm sorry. All right, I apologize. I just that there was a moment of humor there that I could not deny. Anyway, thank you, Margaret, for handling that.
Well, I think that's pissing me off. Okay,
what is
all these people that lose their temper like that? If he can't keep the lid on that, then I don't think he should be allowed on the air here.
Jesus,
that is great.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you get yourself a drink?
I beg your pardon.
Get yourself a drink. I'm not kidding.
What's wrong, Margaret?
Nothing.
Well, why are you so tense?
I'm tired of all these chumps, okay?
Should we get Frank?
Don't get Frank, God damn it.
Hey, Mr. Gray.
Frank Gray.
Frank, we're calling you because Margaret flipped her lid.
Give me the phone. Hi, Frank.
What's going on?
I lost my temper at this guy, Dean Wheeler, because he's got this Bill Witherbit. You know him?
Bill Witherbit? I don't know it. Why?
Well, apparently he's got a bad B.O. He's been here...
Oh, Witherby. I know who it is. Yeah, in fact, I worked with it for a while. Bill Witherby decided on some kind of a career in television, but for a very short period of time, Bill Witherby was a public defender at L.A. County.
He's a lawyer?
Yeah, it's a lawyer. And it's a rotten lawyer. It's one of the worst lawyers. But I said, Witherby, you've got to find something to do. And it said to me, you know what, you're right. And that's when it got into a TV career. It was doing news over here in Tucson. And then it came to California. Now I think it's doing the Bill Witherby Report, something like that.
So you know this guy, huh, Frank?
Who's this?
It's Phil Henry.
Oh, sorry. I do know it. I've known it for a couple of years. Well, I guess...
When was this guy a public defender?
Back in the 90s.
Okay, all right, we just wanted to know because Dean Wheeler's dealing with him up the Wheeler Resort.
Well, Witherby and its wife, it always goes up to spas. It's always trying to find a hot tub that'll finally once and for all wash the smell off of it. And
why does he have this problem?
Because it enjoys playing racquetball, handball. It's always exercising and refuses to take a bath.
Oh, you're kidding, Frank.
Well, no, I'm not. Why would I kid?
So this guy, Witherby, is always playing handball?
Handball, squash, racquetball, tennis. Always, if it was once, it was a million times, it'd come up to me and say, come on, Frank, let's go out and play squash. I'd say, Witherby, would you take that racket and park it way, way up there? And it'd look at me like I was a war criminal or something.
That's wild. And so he would not take baths?
No, Witherby would get off the handball court, and I'd say, let's get a shower, and it'd look at me like I was, well, you want to be boyfriends? I said, no, let's get a shower. What, are you an idiot? It would say, showers are for pussies, things like that kind of stuff, and go off to its car and stink the day away.
Stink the day away.
That's Witherby, Bill Witherby.
Say, Frank, how do you get to know weirdos like this?
Guy was an attorney.
He was an attorney. He was an attorney?
Yeah, the guy's a public defender in L.A. County.
Bullshit.
Where were you?
We just talked about it. I guess I was. Oh, that's right. I was in the bathroom flossing.
Oh, God.
All right, Frank, thank you.
Frank, thank you very much, dear. I just wanted to talk with you about that.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's Bill Witherby. It's a great guy, but boy, it smells.
Frank Gray at his office in San Marino. We'll be back here with Don Berman. We had an earthquake this morning.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, everybody's freaking out about it.
People freak out about earthquakes, but don't worry about it. We had, I don't know what the hell it was, a 4.7?
Well, it said a 4.7, a 5.1 or something. It was down in Thousand Oaks.
Right. So this was located in Ventura County. Well, Thousand Oaks is like in the LA County, Ventura County line. That was the epicenter close to the Pacific Ocean. And we're up in Ventura. We're, I don't know, 20 miles north of that. So it was a decent little rocker, man. It wasn't that bad. But the earthquake was felt far and wide here in Southern California. One of the things that happened, Don Berman was on the air. It was 9:30.
It was 9:30 in the morning. Berman was doing the, I think he was doing the 9 and the, he was about to do the 10. This is this news.
Yeah, the Channel 19, it sounds like it's a 24-hour news channel.
No, it isn't.
It has Leave It to Beaver and everything.
It's got Leave It to Beaver.
It's got Leave It to Beaver, so what?
It's got news and Leave It to Beaver, is that it? Well, it's got a lot of syndicated programming. It also has that Donna Del Greco Up With People. Then they go back to the news. I don't know.
All right, I'm not here to critique Channel 19. Let's get Don Berman on and find out, because there was a camera operator. This happened to him 2 years ago. He was on the air. And a very responsible thing to do is, and Kent Shotnick did this.
Kent Shotnick of Channel 4, KNBC, did this in 1987, responsibly.
Right.
He said, pardon the theatrics, and he crawled under the desk.
Right, and you know what? I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, who's going to blame him? You got all those heavy lights.
Those lights, all that stuff above him could have fallen on him and killed him. So when people made fun of Kent Shotnick for, you know, going under the desk during the earthquake, I'd love to see what those jackasses are doing if they'd been in the same situation. So anyway, Kent Shotnick did that. Don Berman has done the same thing 2 years ago. But unfortunately, they got that camera operator over there.
Well, that's like the Digby Briggs.
Yeah, Digby Briggs is a camera operator. And he did get a shot of Berman's butt, or of his butt area.
Did he now?
Okay. We'll talk. He got a shot of Berman's butt area.
Well, Berman was under the desk with his ass hanging out, sir.
We'll talk with them and other. We'll just talk about that. How about that?
That's good.
Yeah, that's all we're going to talk about, and then we'll end the show. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
What are you laughing at?
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. A backstage pass. Get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show for 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content, video content, home movie content your ass has ever beheld.
You're gonna get a backstage pass
to
Phil Henry Show.
Get out of here, I'll do it.
Ow!
Get a backstage pass. That kid made me look like an ass yesterday. Not no more. Get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show. What are you doing?
Get away from me.
You get out of here. A backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Less than $10 for a month, less than $7 a month for a year subscription. The greatest audio and radio and digital and, oh man. I'm going to step on your ass. The world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online.
Other than porn.
I stepped on it.
Okay, welcome back. The Phil Henry Show at the El Pacifico here at philhenryshow.com. Do take advantage of that backstage pass. Probably the best value online in terms of just, you know, what you get. We have so much media on our website. We have really actual, you know, a library, an archive of media. And that's what you should have. If you'd have a radio show or you have a podcast and you say, hey, here's some of the stuff we've done in the past, you should have a lot, man. Otherwise, what's the point, you know?
Well, we've got it 10 days, 60,000 hours. Oh, man. And what is the thing? You won't go to the bathroom?
No. You can't go to...
No, the thing is, it would take you 6 months without going to the bathroom, eating, or sleeping to listen to all of it.
Oh, my. Well, who would want to do that?
We're not asking people to literally do that, Margaret. It's just a...
It's a way of illustrating how much there is there. I don't get it.
Okay, anyway, thank you very much. Don Berman joining us from Channel 19 News. Don, big shaker this morning.
Absolutely, Phil. We had a, as you said, it was about a 4.7.
to a 5-1. I've heard differing opinions, but it was epicentered up near you again. And, you know, Phil, over the last couple of years, the Temblers that we felt here in the Southern California Los Angeles area have generally been in the Pacific Ocean off of Ventura County or that part of L.A. County. This one off of Thousand Oaks, California, a 4-7, was felt across the South. We felt it in our studios at Channel 19 on La Brea.
And we felt it in Ventura at our studio in the El Pacifico here. But I tell you, it rocked the studio a little bit, and then all was well.
Well, I tell you, Phil, you're a lucky man, because I think what happens is some of these earthquakes where the epicenter may be closer to you than it is to me. In other words, I'm further away from the epicenter, but I feel it much more strongly, because I think it starts and then has this, it just, what do you want to call it, vibrates, and it just kind of vibrates around the things that are closest to it, you know?
I don't understand that.
Well, it's something, it's a theory that I have.
Hey, Don, it's General Shaw. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, General Shaw.
So I'm glad that you're all right. We understand, and Phil was just saying that Kent Shotnick of Channel 4 dove under the desk back in 87, and I understand you did the same thing.
Well, this is not news, and everyone tries to make you look like the south end of a horse when you dive under the desk and you do the prudent thing, and you do what you tell children to do. You do what you tell elderly people to do. You do what you tell anybody who wants to live and see another sunrise, and that is, when there's an earthquake, get under something sturdy and stay there.
Well, they used to tell us to get under a door jamb.
Absolutely, you know. And I know you've done that, right, Phil?
We had that earthquake that Kent Shotnick went under the desk, 87, that was what we called the Whittier quake. I was on the air at KLSX, and as soon as we felt that, we went under a door. I was me and Marshall Phillips and our producer. We stood there.
All of you crammed together underneath this doorway.
That's right. Why?
What are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I don't know. Oh, it sounds too cozy. Well.
Oh, come on, Margaret.
I'm kidding around.
Well, you know, Margaret, I don't think you should joke about those things. I'll tell you, if it means saving my life, I will get under a door jam and have my you-know-what. I'll put it right up some...
Okay. Thanks, Don.
I'm sorry. It's been a very nerve-wracking day.
Okay, so today on Channel 19, as they saw 2 years ago, one of your camera operators, Digger Phibbs, whatever this kid's name is?
Yeah, Digger Phibbs is he's a camera operator. In other words, he operates the camera remote, because they're not cameramen as they used to. But he picked this shot out of me under the desk. You can clearly see it's my backside and my legs. In other words, I'm under the desk. The only thing the desk is covering is from my waist on up, and my posterior is stuck out.
All right, and you're suspecting this kid's doing it on purpose.
I feel that enough is enough. And this kid, Digger, who has been put on administrative leave...
That sounds a little rough.
What are you talking about? It sounds rough. For 2 years, every time we had an earthquake and I went under the desk, he gets the camera, he goes around behind and says, "Where's Don's ass?"
And you really think it's that bad?
Yes, I do.
Does he always do it?
No, not always. We've had about two or three earthquakes, but twice now, and the most recent being this morning, when he moved the camera, and I could see him in there. I could see him ducking and looking and squinting, trying to get that thing aimed right at my asshole. I'm sorry.
What are you laughing at? You know full well what I'm laughing at.
Bill, I'm not looking for laughs here, but I don't think it's right for a professional such as myself who is trying to relate to the audience, who is trying to give the audience significant and important safety information.
Absolutely.
Okay. That I am made a mockery of.
I agree with you. And I think in an emergency like that, you don't know what's going to happen. It's an earthquake. We don't know how serious it is. We don't know where people are. Are people being hurt? You yourself in the studio there, you should have a more responsible kid there.
Well, I told them, and I said that this Digger kid, I like a good laugh as much as the next guy. I like a good laugh just as much as the next guy. But when you take a camera and Don Berman or anyone, Kent Shotnick, whoever, dives under a desk to try and get into a safe position so I may continue to live, another day.
Understood.
And this kid takes that camera and decides, where's Don Berman's butt? Oh, there it is. I think, and he hovered there, Phil, for a good 10 seconds.
Well, how do you know all of this?
Because I saw the video.
All right, so he's been put on administrative leave.
On administrative leave, and he may be fired.
Talking to Don Berman here.
Boy, fired, that sounds pretty harsh.
That sounds pretty harsh, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't sound. Get a load of these guys. I'm talking to a couple of guys.
Don, talk to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. It does not sound harsh because this is the second time this has happened. And we need to impart to the audience that we're doing a serious newscast, that earthquakes are very serious, that people can be seriously injured if anything falls on them. My God, Phil, you remember the 71 earthquake.
Yes, I do. The VA hospital collapsed and men lost their lives.
Yes, they did, and yes, it did. So it's not a funny thing. And anybody thinks it's laughs and kicks, you know what? Step up, talk to Don Berman about it, okay? Talk to Don Berman.
No, let's talk to Don Berman, but you're going to have to turn around.
What do you mean?
Because it's your butt sticking out.
Boy, do I want to hurt someone. Don't, Phil, please don't laugh at that, because that'll just make me want to hurt. That'll make me want to start cutting myself.
Hey, Don, knock it off.
No, I'm serious, okay?
All right, well, then you're the guy that needs help.
Yes, I do need help. I need a new camera operator, and I also, L. Ron Martin, who I would expect to back me up, and he has, by putting this kid on administrative leave. L. Ron Martin's been very hard to get a hold of this morning, and I think he's really ashamed of himself.
Don Berman is my special guest as we talk about this morning's earthquake, that he dove under the desk, as is a prudent thing to do, that one of the camera operators, for the second time, got the camera swung around, so all you saw was his rear end as it was sticking out from...
Well, you know, you could put it a nicer way, Phil.
All right, they saw his posterior as he was... You know, as you were protecting yourself.
Exactly.
Don Berman with us. Don, we got a phone call here. You want to take some calls?
Well, not really. I mean, but...
Oh, well, I got one caller here. This is Jeremy in Thousand Oaks. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hi, Don. I was watching the news this morning. I think you did a wonderful job. I'm in Thousand Oaks, California. I have a home over here near the border with Westlake Village. And we were watching this morning. I felt it, and we felt... a very significant shock, and I watched as you went under the desk. And I said to my wife that the kids were laughing, but I said to my wife, it's a very responsible thing.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. And how many people in your family?
There's my wife. I have my wife, and I say my two kids, a couple of dogs that we have, Dave and Doris. And I thought you did a wonderful job, and... The only problem was when I was looking and I said, there he is, that's a real newsman, and all we saw was, you were wearing green Levi's, right?
No, I was wearing green corduroy pants.
Green corduroy. All we saw was your big, with the rear end, with the green corduroy, and it looked like you were wearing sandals.
Yes, I wore sandals.
So you're wearing a suit coat?
I'm wearing a blazer and a tie and a shirt. Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, you were wearing, it looked like you were wearing flip-flops.
Yes, I was wearing flip-flops.
Oh, so you just get dressed from the waist up?
Yeah, I get dressed from the waist up.
All right, I mean, it's not a big thing, Don.
It's just that you had on the corduroy shorts, and they were riding up a little bit, and we saw some ball sack. So I'm just, Baba Booey, Baba.
You know, you're an asshole, Phil. You really are.
Don, I had no idea. We don't take a lot of phone calls, okay? There isn't a lot of phone screening.
Yeah, sure. You know...
I'm sorry. Were you wearing shorts?
I was wearing shorts and I had on flip-flops. A lot of guys in news do that, okay? This idea that you could see my ball bag...
Were you wearing briefs?
I was wearing white briefs. I guess the guy saw them.
All right, Don, I would suggest in the future, if you're going to dive under the table, that you have on a pair of suit pants or something.
I'm not going to make myself uncomfortable for one queer in Thousand Oaks County.
Not cool.
Yeah, Don, you can't say that.
Not cool at all.
No, I can't put you back on the air. I cannot put you back on the air, and I wouldn't.
Phil, I just want to say that I'm sorry.
I thought you said, get him out of here. Don, that's gonna follow you, man, what you just said.
There's going to be cards and letters, and I feel there's going to be more than one guy on... You know,
yeah, on administrative leave.
Yeah, besides Digby, whatever his name is. We'll keep you updated, folks, on further details and further developments. The earthquake, Don Berman's shorts, his flip-flops, and a little hint of his ball sack and his briefs. Jesus. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry. Yeah, you did a crap job.
Talking about?
You're doing a lousy job, bud, screening these calls.
Yeah.
God, man.
I'm getting a little tired, man, of having people hang up on me, screaming.
Not my fault.
Yeah, it is your fault, man. I want you to get people more organized. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show executive, where are you going?
No,
sit down, man.
I don't think it's fair.
Well, it's fair. It is fair. World-famous Phil Hendry Show executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I got guys screaming and hanging up. I got this guy.
I'm not the Bourbon's the guy.
Okay, but Bourbon's the guy.